Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here in the second week of October, and today we're going to celebrate Sober October. We're always celebrating something in here, and this is a really good one. Today, we have a brand new guest, Amy Yonzer, co-owner of Forward Beverage. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Cindy. It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. This is so great. It's been a whole year in the making, and you didn't even know that it was a year in the making, but I've had my eye on you for a while, because as soon as this business came to town, I knew we had to be friends. This is such a cool concept, and you guys, it's your anniversary, right?
It is.
Happy anniversary!
Business for a whole year, yeah.
Yay! And a nice little staple downtown. You're right downtown, right across from Washington Square. Super easy to get to, really nice little storefront, really fun products.
Yes, thanks so much.
So in true Wellness Wednesday fashion, we have some questions for you, because you're new, so we want to know some stuff about Amy. So I'm going to start you out right away and ask you, when I say wellness, what does that mean to you?
Wellness means being in good health in mind, body, and spirit. I think it's a whole total package, just being healthy.
It's good. And I always wonder if my guests like get together and talk about this, because you've all pretty much said the same thing. So it's kind of cool, because it's neat that universally wellness is about balance and being all together. So that's kind of cool that what I've found in this year doing the show. So I knew you guys would fit right in here. And the second question then is, what do you do for your own wellness to keep yourself well?
Yeah, I try to take care of all of those parts of me too. So I exercise regularly. It took me a long time to get into the regular habit, but I go to the YMCA, or I walk the dog, or I play with the kids, and I put good food in my body. We get CSA boxes. I drink a lot of water. I have stopped drinking alcohol now that I'm a co-owner of a non-alc beverage company. And we go to church, right? I pray and I take time to be grateful for everything I have in my life, and I use my mindset to see the good in life.
Yeah. And I think that is reflected in your business. I mean, at least I see from the outside, this is a really cool thing. So tell us about Forward. Like, what is it? And when we're done podcast side, we're going to talk real details about this. So you guys make sure you come back for the rest of it, but just kind of nutshell it for us.
Forward Beverage Company is a non-alcoholic beverage company. When we moved to Wausau, we'd go out to dinner, and my husband, who doesn't drink alcohol, would just order water. He didn't want a sugary mocktail. He didn't want an NA beer. But he has this background in beverage manufacturing and nutritional calculations, so he thought, why don't I make a drink that has electrolytes, that's low in sugar, that tastes great, that I would want to order? And about 9 months later, here we are, you know, celebrating the opening and then the year anniversary of Forward Beverage Company.
And this month is Sober October. I didn't even know there was such a thing. So, I mean, there's a day for everything. And I mean, what a good day to have, right? Because we're in Wisconsin. We have supper clubs. We're professionals around here, right? Like
right.
Miller beer, all the things, you know, there's always something alcohol related, and not necessarily that it's bad. I mean, obviously everything in moderation and drinking responsibly and Wisconsinably, right? That's a thing. But for those that can't and just don't want to, you guys are a fantastic option, and you're all around, right? They don't even have to just come to your store. Can you just give us like a couple places in town that also have your products?
Yeah, you can get us when you go out to eat, like at Malarkey's or the West Sider or Chow or Char Grill House. You can order us at the Garage, or you can pick us up at Downtown Grocery, Red Clover Market, Granite View Market. Those are just a few of the places where our products are sold.
Sure. So you guys are everywhere.
We're trying to be. Yeah. We want to be an alternative to alcohol, so you don't feel that pressure if you'd want to abstain.
Yeah, I've sampled several of your drinks, and they are all unique, and they are different, but not, you know, they're not strong like beers or even the non-alcoholic beers. They're fruity, they're fun, they're bubbly. Depending on which one, they're all very different. So, like, there really is something for everyone.
100%.
And even in your, so when you come into the store, you can do this a couple different ways too. How does somebody come in and get one of your beverages?
When you come into our store, you're always welcome. The first second you walk in the door, welcome to Ford Beverage. And then you'll get an explanation of who we are and what we do. And then you can have the opportunity to sample anything you want. So whatever we have on tap, we usually have in our cooler. You can sit and have a drink with your friends, walk around downtown with it, or buy some 4-packs and go home, take them to a campfire, take them to a party, enjoy them with your dinner.
Nice. So this is a perfect place to stop. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you help others with their wellness and a little bit dig into Forward Beverage's concept and why it is. So stick with us, and we're going to hear from the Community Blood Center really quick, and then we'll be right back with Amy Yonzer, co-owner of Forward Beverage. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for hanging out with us and listening in for the second week of October. In Sober October we are, so we are going to celebrate Sober October by talking now with Amy Yonzer, co-owner of Forward Beverage. So for those of you who missed the first part, Amy and Paul have been in town for a year now. This is their first anniversary, and we asked her the first questions about wellness and what it means to her and what she does, and now we're going to talk a little bit about what Forward Beverage and you and your husband do for others' wellness, because this is a labor of love, right? This isn't just about making a product. So tell us a little bit, and what's in your products?
Our products are made with really clean ingredients that we put in our body and we give to our kids. So our soft cocktails are made from real fruit juice, natural extracts, and electrolytes. They range in calorie count between like 45 and 60, and we don't add dyes and we don't use artificial sweeteners. So I give those to my boys instead of a soda because it's bubbly, it's fruity, it has electrolytes, and there's no high fructose corn syrup.
And you guys made it yourselves.
That's right.
How fun is that?
That's super fun. My husband's a very intelligent man and came up with all the recipes on his own, and I think they're all unique. Even if they're not your favorite, you can appreciate their unique qualities.
Yeah. And we don't have Paul here today, but we will have him in the future, so I don't want to super talk for him, but you know what he does. Paul is a legit chemist, right?
Yeah, like, Paul studied chemistry in college, and then he worked at a lot of different jobs in the industry. He worked for Big Pharma. He worked for the USGS. He worked for a beverage company down in Wanakee doing research and development, and that's what inspired him to have the confidence and knowledge to do his own line of drinks.
Sure, and that's, I want to make very clear that you guys are very intelligent and came at this in a very scientific way, but yet at the same time, a very loving and community way.
Yeah,
right?
And we did a ton of research and found that there were more people like us. People want to go out, they want to order something other than water or soda, and we could be that local Wisconsin product that fills that need for people.
Yeah, and I have had several of your products, and I enjoy reading the ingredients, because there's stuff that I see and I go, oh, I know what that is. Like, these are herbs and these are good things for us. This isn't just filler to make it look pretty. But
yeah,
you do have stuff that looks pretty.
Yeah, thanks for trying our stuff, first of all. That's
oh,
so
absolutely
exciting to hear about it. And yes, our ingredients are functional, so they serve a purpose. They're not just thrown in there to, you know, cover up any bad taste or anything. And Paul can speak more to that.
Yeah, and calories, that's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people, especially women, go for the seltzer drinks with the lower calories. Mm-hmm. And this is a whole different level of seltzer drinks. Tell us a little bit about, so you have the soft seltzers and you have your social seltzers with adaptogens in there.
Yeah.
And it's to help us as well, right?
Right. So the social seltzers with adaptogens provide more of a relaxing effect when you have them. So they're an alternative to alcohol that still gives you that relaxing feeling without the negative effects of alcohol.
Yeah. And again, all of the ingredients are natural and good and clean and done to help promote health.
Right. Their dosage is measured accurately for the effects that we want, and they taste really good.
And you guys have kind of a limited menu, mm-hmm, right? But there's also the mad scientist has a book, right? There's always something new on deck. So you guys kind of release new things. You just released a new one. Tell us about the brand new one.
We just released the Lemon Drop Nitrotini in a can. So this has some adaptogens. It has rhodiola, which is an uplifting adaptogen. And it has some terpenes, which is a plant compound that gives a really citrus and earthy flavor to the nose. So it's complex. It's interesting. It's 30 calories for a serving. You shake it up, you pour it in your can, it's smooth. It looks like somebody just made you a drink at a bar.
Tell us a little bit, because I learned this like 2 days ago from you, the nitro versus the carbonation, right?
Right.
Is that the two things?
We have equipment that allows us to can products with nitrogen gas. So think like a Guinness, right? How it's got that creamy head of foam on top and there's smaller bubbles. So these beverages are going to be still and not bubbly like a soda or a Diet Coke, right? So we can make our own beverages with the nitro, and that provides just a different mouthfeel, a different experience to your drink.
Yeah, it's really neat. They're like, they almost just dissolve as soon as you drink it. It's super cool. And it's naughty because you shake the can before you open it. My husband was like, don't do it. I'm like, no, she told me it's okay. So it's kind of fun too. Like it gets you thinking a little bit about your beverage.
Yeah,
as well,
absolutely. So. And there's not a lot of nitro NA cocktails on the menu. I believe there's one company in the UK that's doing them. And
nice. And they're fun. So we're out of time, of course, but we're going to talk a little bit in the podcast section of this interview. I want Amy to tell us a little bit more about like how they got their start. And then we're going to, again, like I said, get Paul in here to talk a little bit more about the really details of the chemistry and the fun stuff and how he came up with all these ideas. So come back and check out the podcast. And again, Amy Yonzer, co-owner of Forward Beverage. Happy anniversary. Happy Sober October. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us today, Amy.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, so you guys, we will see you next week. And I believe next week we're going to learn about how our diaper drive turned out and do a little recap on our second annual baby diaper and hygiene drive. So thanks for tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, and we will see you guys next week. All right, so we are here with Amy Yonzer, co-owner of Forward Beverage, and we're in the podcast section now of our October 9th interview here. So Forward Beverage is brand new, really unique to our city. I don't think in general this is necessarily a new concept, but for us it's pretty darn new. We're from the land of supper clubs and old fashions, and now comes Forward Beverage with the in fashion.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit how you guys got here. Like, what brought you to doing this type of a business?
Well, we moved to Wausau from Madison in 2022. Paul got a new job. I had moved from Chicago to Madison for my job 8 years ago. Now we're moving from Madison to Wausau for his job. I joke that in 25 years we'll be living in Canada if we keep moving north. But we came for an opportunity, and he had this knowledge in beverages. And we noticed that when we would go out, we didn't see a lot of local NAs on the menu. We thought, there's a need. We also started doing a lot of research. This whole sober curious movement, millennials and Gen Z drinking less than their parents did, is a growing trend nationally. And we know that trends usually start on the coasts and then work their way in. So with all of that information, and I didn't have a job, we decided one winter on our couch to open up Forward Beverage Company. We filed the paperwork in January and then worked together to lease a storefront, to develop our recipes, and to bring our dream to life.
And literally grassroots, like literally you guys just came up with a concept and just did it.
Yes.
Very cool. And we kind of talked a little bit about your journey to get here. And it is really neat because alcohol is such a big part of everybody's lives, and it has been for a really long time. I mean, even like just people still talk about prohibition and how, oh my gosh, it was so upsetting that there was no alcohol. And it just seems so silly to me. It's like, okay, like if the world stopped having it, it would be okay. But there's alternatives because people do enjoy it. And we are also in the land of microbreweries, right? They're everywhere. You can't throw a can without hitting a brewery somewhere near us. So you are an alternative to that, and a really fun one. And I like your names for things too, where you put the little twist on it. Like instead of an old fashioned, you have an in fashion. And it's got the same almost ingredients, doesn't it?
Right. It has the same flavor profile. It'll remind you of the drink, just without the alcohol. And I will say, Paul and I used to drink pretty hard. You know, we had young kids, there was COVID, and he recognized that it wasn't serving him anymore, so he stopped drinking in 2021. And I'd still have a cocktail or a glass of wine every once in a while. I realized that I feel better without it. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice to be an alternative to that. I still like to go out to dinner. I still like to have a fancy looking cocktail. I just don't want the alcohol in it anymore.
Yeah, and alcohol, like, does, as women, like, it does naughty stuff to us, right? Doesn't it? It dehydrates us, which causes wrinkles and all that stuff. And let me tell you, ugly drunk crying is just not a good thing. We have all done it. We don't like it. That's why I have short hair. We're going to leave it at that. You know, like, there's so many negative things that come along with it. There are positive, too. I don't want to, like, trash a whole industry. But there are people that don't want that and don't like it. But you still want to be social, and you're still sitting there drinking a bottle of water and, you know.
Absolutely.
Even, like, peer pressure and all that, that's not as big of a deal. You had said, like, people's drinking styles are different. Yes. Our kids don't drink like we did and right. our parents did. That was really a lifestyle. It, you worked all day and you sat at the bar all night, and it was a social thing, but there was always that involved. So we're having a new movement, right? We're changing that.
Yes.
You can come into your location. It's really cool. It's a really neat open little bar space. You can, it's kind of like a coffee shop, but not.
Right. We're in between a coffee shop and a bar. We're a place for people to gather. We're a place for people to have a great tasting drink, but without the negative effects that alcohol can provide, and, you know, without a lot of the caffeine that can give you the jitters if you have too much coffee.
Yeah, and this stuff, like you said, it has electrolytes, and it has things that are really actually good for us, so it's healthy.
Right. If you're thirsty and you have one of our beverages, it will quench your thirst.
So instead of being at a concert and drinking a can of beer and getting dehydrated and feeling yucky, yours has electrolytes and natural ingredients and sugars and things that will keep you happy so you can keep partying.
Right.
You can party longer with Forward Beverage.
I've read about this idea of zebra striping when you go out. So you alternate your alcoholic drinks with your non-alcoholic drinks, and ours fit in perfectly, right?
Yeah.
So you have a drink, but at the end of the night, you don't want to drive home buzzed. So you have an alternative that still tastes good and is fun.
Yeah, it's cool. And you guys are here and you're local and you're always changing this up. Every, like, seasonal, you do different things. I kind of said it a little silly before, but like Paul has a notebook, right? Like he has ideas already, like mad scientist notebook of things to come.
He has so many ideas that I have to slow him down sometimes because I said, Paul, we have to just stick with what we know and get our regular, you know, four flavors and two different styles out for everybody to try first.
Yeah. And you guys do all of this. You can it, you create it, you produce it.
We can it and we create it on tap in our tap room. And then we have a co-manufacturer who makes the drinks at scale so we can get them all over more efficiently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You guys are like literally in control of the whole product and it's all done locally.
Mm-hmm.
And for healthy, good, right reasons. So it's very cool. I'm really, really happy that you are here today. And I think this will be a good place to wrap us up for today. And again, we're going to have you back with Paul so we can talk a little bit more about like the dynamic of you two together. Because husband and wife working together, sometimes that can get a little sketchy. But so far, you guys are doing good, right?
Yes.
So we can talk about those dynamics and a little bit more about what's going to come up in the future for Forward Beverage.
Thanks so much, Cindy. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Want to tell everybody where you are located. So if they want to come to the store, they can stop in and see you. And we will put up a link also on our website so people can find you on Facebook and all that through us. But tell us how to get a hold of you.
Thanks. We're at 303 North 3rd Street, across the street from Washington Square. And we're right downtown.
All right. Very good. And you are in numerous stores and bars and restaurants around the area. So when you're there, ask for Forward Beverage. And, you know, keep asking, because if you're not there, they'll make you be there, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank
you.
So
when you're at your favorite restaurant, see if it's in there. If not, let's get it there. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in today on the second week of October. And thank you to the Community Blood Center for sponsoring this Wellness Wednesday. And we will see you guys next week. Enjoy Sober October.